Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. The comedy news site, The Onion, once did a skit with the title, Heroic Man Refuses to Believe He Has Cancer. During the satirical news interview, the main character, a guy who clearly has advanced cancer, talks about his resolve in refusing to listen to doctors or look at the diagnostic results. And he kept repeating that he was perfectly healthy, and so what did he need with doctors or their diagnosis anyway? And then, before the interviewers even have a chance to wrap up, the guy dies of cancer, right there on camera. Now, this kind of tragic denial is exactly what Christ warns us about. The denial of our grave spiritual illness. And the scary thing is, it's not just non-Christians who refuse to admit they are seriously sick. It's also those of us who claim to be members of the church. And if we don't wake up to our condition quickly, we'll die, and we'll die in our sins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation, Jesus explicitly uses the medical metaphor when he's talking to the Pharisees. He says, "No one who is healthy has need of a doctor, but the sick do." Then the Lord delivers this frightening conclusion. "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." What does that mean? It certainly should surprise us, because on the surface, it looks like Jesus is saying that there's a certain group of people he didn't come to save. And that demographic is the righteous. Or, more precisely, those who think they're righteous, who do not realize, not really, that they're sinners in desperate need of Jesus. Now, if that's us, then the divine physician can't heal us. If that's us, then the Savior himself won't be able to save us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. So, am I someone who is spiritually complacent? Someone who thinks, I'm a pretty good moral person. I'm spiritually okay. Am I someone who would have a hard time listing my dominant deadly sins, my primary vices, the main sins I regret, the main kinds of spiritual healing I hope Christ will save me from before it's too late? Because if that's who I am, then I'm someone it's going to be hard to save. We're like someone with cancer who won't let a doctor anywhere near us, which means we are in the most dangerous spiritual position of anyone. Now, self-righteousness comes in a lot of varieties. You can be a self-righteous liberal or a self-righteous conservative, a self-righteous progressive or a self-righteous traditionalist, a self-righteous authority figure or a self-righteous rebel, a self-righteous rich person or a self-righteous poor person. You can be loud and self-righteous or quiet and self-righteous. There's all kinds of flavors. But one of the main marks of our self-righteousness is that we'll always be more upset by other people's sins than by our own. And ironically, we'll always be complaining about other people's self-righteousness. But the fact is, self-righteousness is death. It's the most urgent spiritual affliction there is. That's why Christ was so desperate to wake up the Pharisees to a sense of their own sins, because he knew that unless he didn't, they couldn't be saved. So, what can we do to wake ourselves up to our own sins? What can we do to avoid the complete spiritual destruction that comes from self-righteousness? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The only way to really come to an awareness of our own sins is by continually reflecting on the standard that we're called to. Only when we are constantly reminding ourselves of what God has commanded us to be, what He made us to be, will we be able to realize how badly we've fallen short. Only then will we really feel how sick we are and how much we need the doctor named Jesus. So where do we find the standard that will convict us of our own sins? By daily meditation on the perfection Christ has called us to. We can meditate on the life of Christ, since He is the standard we've been called to live up to. Or we can meditate on the lives of the saints, who show us that it's not just Jesus, it's all His disciples who can live heroic virtue. Or we can meditate on the lists God has given us in Scripture by which to measure ourselves. The Ten Commandments, the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians 13, or the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. But never forget, recognizing our own sinfulness is a necessary precondition for salvation. That's why daily meditation is essential, not just to reflect on holy things, but to examine where we fall short and make a resolution to live more faithfully. Only then can we truly open our hearts to receive Christ as our divine physician. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. It's not enough to recognize our sins. We have to acknowledge them and ask the doctor for healing. That's why Christ gave us the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation, where we go to Christ in the person of the priest, tell him how sick we are, and that we want to be healed. Confession is the sacrament that saves us from lying to ourselves, that saves us from self-righteousness. It's where we say, not only to Christ, but to another regular human being sitting right there in the flesh, "I'm a mess. Help me." And it's a fascinating paradox that the less frequently I go to confession, the fewer sins I think I need to confess. Whereas the more often I go, the clearer the light shines on my sickness, the more areas of my soul I will find that need to be healed. Our equipment for scanning for signs of spiritual cancer will get more and more sophisticated. And every time we find a new area, a new set of sins that we can present to the divine physician, the more reason we'll have to be hopeful. Because if we know we are sick and we are asking to be healed, then Christ will be able to make us well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what caught your attention with this meditation?
I thought this was delightful because
How could this?
I just always appreciate these meditations for bringing me down a peg all the time. But also in the way where some meditations give you a little more confidence and some kind of bring you down and it keeps you even. Because this is, it's just always so true. We're always going to find a way to be self-righteous in all of these different forms. And I really appreciated all the different forms you represented, because it's true. We can be self-righteous about not being self-righteous, which makes us self-righteous. And it's it's hard, and a lot of it is rooted in our judgment of others and our judgment of ourselves, but...
But it's also, to me, very hopeful, because basically Jesus is saying, listen, just keep your eyes on yourself and not on other people.
Yeah.
And then come to me. Mm-hmm. Really, put your eyes on yourself for a daily examine, and then put your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah, he's also just saying, if all you have to do to get help is want help.
Yes.
And to be self-righteous is to say, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
So it's easy to be scared off by a meditation like this and say, well, so we're self-righteous no matter what. Just want to be better.
Yeah.
Know that we're not in great condition.
Yeah. It's all we have to do is say, Lord, I am self-righteous. I'm full of pride. I'm a mess. But you can heal me.
Yeah. And just never believe that you're the exception.
Yeah.
I think that is always a thing I get so wrapped up in. It's so easy to think, no, but I'm special.
This is, again, the power of a daily examination of conscience, because it helps us to be, it helps us to live in reality.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to be humble. And to do a daily examine and to go to confession regularly is such a powerful aid to humility. Humility is just reality.
Mm-hmm.
This just keeps us in reality.
Yeah.
So we have these really powerful basic practices. Daily meditation, which we're doing in the rosary. Daily examination of, well, daily resolution, which is that little strategy. So daily meditation, daily resolution, which is your little strategy to do better. Daily examination of conscience and regular confession. That's powerful. So how are you doing with your resolutions? Remember, we were going to keep each other accountable on our resolutions.
I can't even remember my last resolution. We're recording on a Monday, so my last resolution was Friday.
Okay, so you could do a little bit better on your resolutions.
I could be doing a little bit better.
Yeah. I have two main resolutions that I'm working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm staying focused on them right now.
Was my resolution about waking up at a consistent time or living life at a consistent schedule? Because I have been trying. Trying is the highlighted word there, though.
Yeah, you remember what Yoda said about trying.
There is no try, only do.
Yeah. Do or do not. There is no try. Well, we'll keep working on our resolutions.
I'd make a terrible Jedi.
We just have to learn that mind control.
Mm.
Well, thanks for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.